This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Some nations across the globe hit new pandemic highs and reimposed COVID-19 restrictions Saturday as the highly contagious Delta variant forces governments to slow plans to return to normality. The highly transmissible Delta variant, first detected in India, is sweeping the globe as countries race to vaccinate their populations to ward off fresh outbreaks. The European Union said on Saturday it has delivered enough shots to cover 70% of the bloc's population. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says by Sunday some 500 million doses will have been delivered to all regions of Europe. But according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, only 44% of adults 18 years and over are fully vaccinated in the EU. Meanwhile, supply shortages in South Korea have meant only about 11% of the country's 52 million is fully vaccinated, according to health authorities. The nation was once held up as a model of how to combat the pandemic. Now it's reporting its third straight record high for new coronavirus cases on Saturday. Beginning Monday, gatherings of more than two people will be banned after 6 p.m. Schools, bars, and clubs will be closed in South Korea. In Pakistan, where less than 8% of the population has been vaccinated, the government said only those who have received jabs would be allowed to fly. Russia also announced Saturday that cases continue to surge, and it had a new record number of daily deaths, the fifth since the beginning of the month. Less than 20% of Russians have received a single dose, despite shots of locally developed vaccines being readily available. The rapid spread of the Delta variant across Asia, Africa, and Latin America is also exposing crucial vaccine supply shortages. This is VOA News. Nigerian police said Saturday armed cattle thieves have killed at least 35 people in five villages in northwestern Nigeria earlier this week, the latest violence in the region. Local residents, however, said up to 43 villagers were killed in the attack late Thursday. A police official says motorcycle riding gunmen launched coordinated attacks on remote villages, shooting residents and burning homes. He says the attackers left before security teams arrived because the area is hard to reach due to bad roads. Northwest and central Nigeria have been regularly terrorized by gangs of cattle thieves and kidnappers who raid villages, killing and seizing residents, as well as stealing livestock after looting and burning homes. The gangs are largely motivated by financial gains, but some of them appeared in videos pledging allegiance to jihadists who are waging a 12-year-old insurgency to establish an Islamic state. Military operations and amnesty offers have failed to end the attacks. A hospital in Mogadishu says a large explosion in Somalia's capital Saturday killed at least nine people and injured eight others. A doctor says the toll is expected to be higher because additional victims were taken to other medical facilities in the city. The Al-Shabaab extremist group is claiming responsibility. A Somali police spokesman says Mogadishu's police commissioner was the target of the attack, but he is safe. A suicide car bomber with heavy explosives hit the vehicle of the commissioner, according to police. It was the second such large explosion in the city this month. A blast targeting a tea shop killed at least 10 people last week. A controversial statue of U.S. Confederate General Robert E. Lee was taken down in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday. It comes nearly 4 years after white supremacist protests over plans to remove it led to clashes in which a woman was run down by a car and killed. Onlookers cheered as the statue was put on a truck and driven away. Statues honoring leaders of the pro-slavery Confederate side in the American Civil War have become a focus of protest against racism in recent years. After the removal of the Lee statue, the focus now moves to a second park in the city where a statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson is due for removal, according to a city spokesman. The city's planned removal of the Lee statue in 2017 prompted a rally by white supremacists and white nationalists that turned deadly when a car driven into a crowd killed a counter-protester, 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.